from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 2 hours, Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports. He will join the show. Very busy weekend. In week one of your college football slate, we'll recap that with him at 9. But right now, it's time to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great, friends.
All right, we're here. We made it.
We finally made it.
We made it through the offseason. We made it through preseason.
We're heroes. We're American heroes. We're making it through the preseason. Let's be honest.
And here we are. Week one is here. First, the official NFL kickoff is Thursday night. Who plays Thursday night?
Chiefs and the Ravens.
Chiefs, Ravens. What a dynamite pretty game that one. Is. Yeah. By the way, Valdez, what are you doing for that one? Is that just going to be by yourself?
Yeah, just watch it on the sofa.
Okay. Big plans, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, massive. Watch it on the sofa.
Yeah. Not a fist bumping.
No, but I mean, like, that's going to be one of those. I mean, because we complain about getting up. Valdez gets up like an hour earlier than
I know.
Us.
Yeah, it's rough.
You know? So,
well, at least it's a Thursday night.
I'm used to it. The Ravens have a lot of primetime games.
Ooh, I like that flex. I like that chest puffing.
Are you, by the way, are you feeling comfortable? I know this is hit the skins, but let's hit the Ravens for a second. Are you feeling comfortable?
There's 2 points to this game. Number one, the Ravens always seem to do well in primetime spots and kind of like big moments in the regular season, like going to San Francisco last year, hosting Dolphins.
That was a beatdown.
Dolphins kind of revenge game. So they kind of always kind of show up in these spots. But for whatever reason, John likes to treat week one, and they've gotten away with it because of who they played week one. Last year it was the Texans and C.J. Stroud's first game. But they kind of sleepwalk through week one. It's almost like their dress rehearsal because they don't play. They literally don't play anyone in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of like this early rust factor to them on week one game. So I think it's a loss at Arrowhead for the
Ravens. So you're predicting a loss. Okay, that's good.
Let's see.
That's good. I like it.
What's
you can
Kansas
only be
laying a
then?
Field goal or so?
Yeah, around there, maybe a little less.
Casey's laying a field goal. Yep. Total's 46.5 in that one.
Now, Drabby, I saw this over the weekend that it was rumored. I think it actually did happen. They signed a former Seahawk, right? Special teamer.
What happened?
Can you tell us more about Nick Ballore, former Seahawks linebacker? Nick Ballore, who I believe made a Pro Bowl. Did he make a Pro Bowl as a special teamer? Give us a scoop on him.
Yeah, he's a great special teamer. Played fullback for them. I think they even put him at linebacker a few times.
Yeah, they list him as a linebacker here.
2 Pro Bowls on special teams.
Yeah. You know,
very nice.
What did they do? They
a
just
minor
cut him?
Cog. Yeah, I just don't think they had room for him. Different system, so they're probably not going to use him as much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good number 53 on the team.
He's kind of old. He's 35.
Yeah, yeah, he's been around for a long time.
So they signed him to the practice squad. So okay. Also.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's on the active roster. But just, you know what, for people that haven't been paying attention, I mean, I know we did this kind of like a week ago. Should I update people? Just a quick reminder, who's on the practice squad?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this is, I believe, it starts in alphabetical order, but then it changes as they added a few. So Kaz Allen, the running back slash receiver, the corner, Chigozie Anusiam. Guard Julian Good-Jones, quarterback Sam Hartman, defensive end Andre Jones Jr., holdover, right, from the Rivera regime.
Seventh round, I believe.
Defensive tackle Haggai Dabuzi, international player. I think every team gets one free international player sort of on their practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
Running back Chris Rodriguez, Mitchell Tinsley, receiver Bryson Tremaine, Cole Turner, defensive end Carlos Watkins, Michael Wiley, the running back, linebacker Jalen Graham, cornerback Bobby Price, defensive tackle Sheldon Day, and I believe that's all you can have 16, right? The last person added to their practice squad, Nick Ballore, the special teams guy, two-time Pro Bowler from Seattle. So I don't know what their plans are for him, but obviously that's good insurance if anybody goes down for injury, poor performance, whatever. These rosters, they do fluctuate week to week. On the bottom end of it. There's no
Such
doubt about it.
Such a huge practice squad nowadays. You know what I'm most intrigued by in week one? I want to see, because Cakes and I have the bet, the Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler breakdown of carries.
Yeah, the combo. Yep.
Well, funny,
but that's the second side issue. The number one, I want to see how many carries Jayden Daniels has.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if I set the number at 8.5, would you go over or under?
I'd probably go
it's a
under.
Good number. I could see 6 to 8. Eight. If you're over 8.5, that seems like a lot.
I could see them unveiling them for 10.
Well, we'll find out. They're going to use Eckler a lot.
I think he's been their little secret, their secret weapon that they've been kind of hiding. As JP mentioned last week, he hasn't played in a preseason game in 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of. I'm hanging on Cliff Kingsbury's word that if people say he's lost the step, he had seen
wrong.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one guy who tweeted us last week who was a Chargers fan who says it's not just injuries last year, he's washed. That would suck.
A Chargers fan said that?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll see. I mean, it's hard to. I mean, I guess it could happen, but for it to happen, like, just immediately.
It just
like
happened
that,
in a year, and he did have that ankle injury yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it had a high ankle
sprain. I don't
know
how you say he was washed, because 2 years ago, he had a great year.
Yeah. And who are you saying
don't
that? Just
kill the
fan?
Messengers. Somebody who tweeted us who's said they were a Chargers fan.
Right.
And they said, there's more to this Eckler thing. It's not just an injury.
Did he give more to, like, what is this?
Just say slow down.
Here's what you're hoping. Yeah. This is the Eckler you want. The one from 2023 who had 10.2 yards after the catch per reception in 2023. That's a remarkable number.
How old is Eckler right now?
29, I think.
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe at 28 he's washed. You know, like last year, 28. I find that hard to believe. But we'll see. I do have, JP mentions the running
back. How old was Sean Alexander when he joined the Commanders / Redskins?
He was pretty long in the tooth, I think.
Yeah.
Probably late 20s, early 30s. You can go back and do that math.
Didn't he have a bunch of touchdowns for us? Not a lot of yards.
I could be wrong.
I remember Gerald Riggs did that. Now I'm really dating myself. So Brian Robinson's fantasy outlook and projections, Cakes. This is from Pro Football Network.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go over under 1,002 rushing yards?
1,002 rushing
go under.
Yards.
You go under.
Yeah.
Really. Okay.
I think I would go over.
You're an over guy.
But not by a lot, I would go over that.
Just
number.
To go back,
yeah.
Sean Alexander had a season where he ran for 1,880 yards.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 27 touchdowns.
Crazy.
Okay.
All right. He was 28 years old.
Yeah.
He joined Washington when he was 31. Just 3 seasons later, he played in 4 games and totaled 24 yards.
Three seasons a lot.
He only played in 4 games for us? That's wild.
Didn't start any, well, appeared in
and three. And I think he settled here because I bumped into him.
And he didn't have a bunch of touchdowns, EB. He had zero.
I would be
legitimately starstruck if I was at like the Harris Teeter and I ran into Sean Alexander. Like if he's shopping for green peppers in the produce aisle and I saw Sean Alexander, I would do a double take.
My daughter was doing volleyball training a couple of years ago. I used to see him every week.
Really?
And he just looks like a regular guy.
Sure.
Like you wouldn't think.
It's a little different because the Seahawks cut Sean Alexander. Like, he was completely washed.
Yeah, and that was also Eckler. 3 years later.
Yeah.
So, that's different. I just think it's different.
I mean, 3 years is a long time.
Three seasons off his best season, sure.
Yeah. I'm
betting on Eckler to have more yards than Robinson. I'm just
Here's why
saying,
it may be a bad bet. Not even with him.
It's happened before where they've picked up a guy who's past his prime.
But not even him being potentially washed is a lot of times, and this is not with every quarterback, but with mobile quarterbacks, a lot of times, instead of them dumping it off to the Eckler or the third down back, it's a tuck and run. Now, I'm sure Cliff Kingsbury wants to get the ball in Eckler's hands as much as he can, especially if he's still effective. But sometimes the mobile quarterbacks, the Anthony Richardsons, the Lamars, they don't tend to dump the ball off to their RBs a lot. That might be a slight warning sign.
All right, so here you go then. This is Pro Football Network's Austin Eckler's fantasy projections. Okay. Would you go over, under?
All right.
Okay. Rushing yards.
Ooh, 300, let me guess, 312.
440.
All right.
I'm going to go over.
You're actually going over after you're just pooping on
for the sake.
Right? I wasn't pooping on him. I'm just saying.
I don't think they're going to give him the ball a lot in the running game.
All right, so you're going to go under.
For the sake of my bet, I have to pull for the under.
All right.
Because I'm a B-Rob guy.
Now, they say 5 rushing touchdowns, but 440 rushing yards.
I might take the over on the touchdowns because he's so good in the red zone and has been in his past.
All right. Receptions over or under for Eckler, 40.6.
40.6?
Now, I mean, if he plays in 15 or more games, he should smash that number.
3 catches a game, he goes way over.
I mean, he had 51 last year.
He's sharing time.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know how Cliff coaches, but I'm assuming whoever's got the hot hand's going to get the ball more.
If they go up-tempo, which they did a lot in the preseason, more snaps.
See, the thing that here's where it hooks Eckler potentially is if they're trailing in games. If they're trailing in games, Eckler should shift.
They're going to be trailing in games.
He should shift to a bigger role because if you're doing 2-minute hurry up, throwing the ball more, he's more
if he stays
ilk.
If he plays 14, 15, 16 games, he's going to go way over 40. What did you say, 40 and a half?
40.6, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go over that.
All right.
What about receiving touchdowns? Let me guess. 3.5?
I think that sounds like a good number.
2.5.
Oh, I would go over that,
you
too.
You got to go over that.
I would take all of Drab's money and bet that.
Yeah, you got to go over that.
Bet it hard.
All right, so we touched on it a little bit before. Obviously, it's all about Tampa. It's all about Todd Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, September 8th. Remember, it's a 4:25 start.
Oh, I know when it starts.
Which hooks your boy because my daughter plays at noon. That's great. Love it. We talked about it. FanDuel, I believe we're 3.5-point dogs or 2.5?
I think
I can't find it. The total is 43. Do you like my analysis? I like this as an over.
I can see that.
Do you want to give your boys 9.5 and bump the total down and go over? Kind of like it.
I really like that.
I'll book it.
Who doesn't like it? Who doesn't like it?
You just like it just because it's hard to hit 2 bets.
I'll book it.
I like it.
You want to put?
No, I got FanDuel. I got a FanDuel account. What would I do it with
just,
you?
Just for the show, book it.
I'll take it.
$10?
$5.
All right, hold on.
Put it in the book.
So you're catching 9.5 and going over, what'd you say?
Over 37.
I dump it down and then I go over.
37.5.
Yeah.
All right, put it in there.
Love that bet.
Yeah. All right, 9.
I would make out with that
Washington
bet.
Plus 9.5.
Because listen, I think we are going to be aggressive on defense, and I think we'll get burned a few times by it, no doubt. But I also
think that
we'll be aggressive on offense, and I think that we're going to score some touchdowns.
Oh, I'm bitter. I see Ayuk to Commanders by week one. I'm getting 5-1. EB, no. I'm yes. I'm going to ship you $5 to your Venmo soon.
Hold on. What did we bet? We bet $5 on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I like the action.
Love that. Thank you.
That gets me distraught.
Love that, Cakes.
I know you do.
So
I just think that the I'll call them skins. I don't care. The Redskins defense is going to be shaky.
I do.
Especially against the pass.
Right, so I think they're going to give up some touchdowns, but I do think they're going to make some plays. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Baker Mayfield is some god.
He's not.
He'll throw it to us once or twice, maybe, but he'll also make some plays. I'm not saying he's going to have a terrible game. So I think that there'll be opportunities for us, but I also think that we'll give up some big plays. And I totally can't wait to. I guess I was excited to see Bieniemy's offense for about a quarter, and then I realized
now you
want to
see Kingsbury's.
I can't wait to see this offense.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's
especially
better.
Especially with Eckler, if he's 3/4 of what I think he is.
Whose offense looked garbage over the weekend?
Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy's.
I know. Yeah. Certainly for the first half. Played a little better in the second half. But
Baker had a good season last year.
He's solid.
28 touchdowns with only 10 interceptions.
I know, but
that's a little beyond solid.
He's probably his best year.
Based on his history, he's probably going to go.
He's yo-yoed.
He's probably going to revert back to.
He might, but I don't know if it's going to happen in week one against this leaky secondary.
I'm acknowledging he's going to hit Mike Evans for one or two big play touchdowns. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Oh, all right.
But we're going to score some points too, fellers.
All right. I would imagine.
I'm setting the Mike Evans catch total at 8.5. Anybody going over?
Ooh. That's a lot.
I'm not going over. I would go under.
He's prolific. See, now this is not fair. You're hitting me on my kryptonite. Wide receiver overs. You know I can't help myself. I probably will bet the over on that. I'll consider it.
Need 9 catches?
That's a lot. I could see Mike Evans
going for like 7 catches, a buck 25, and 2 touchdowns.
You can't see him abusing Benjamin St. Juice or whoever else is on that assignment. I mean,
he will get his. I just don't know if he's going
to get 9. Now, he's also a guy who can limp to the side with a hamstring injury.
That's true.
Like, for a quarter in. Guy's got a lot of soft tissue issues over the years.
I mean.
That number's too high for Mike. For somebody not as brittle as Mike Evans, I would take it.
I don't care who it is.
All right, if I set it at 7.5.
I wanted you to say 6.5 so bad.
Yeah, 6.5
is too
easy.
Why don't you just bet the under? He was going to do 8.5. Why don't you just bet the under?
I probably should have.
No, he doesn't like it.
No, I didn't offer it up. I just said 8.5.
I generally don't like unders.
When somebody sets an absurd total, just jump on it.
Yeah, but Mike Evans could have 10 catches for 150 and 2 touchdowns.
He could, but he
it's against Cakes' brand. He bets overs.
I have principles. I have standards.
All right.
Okay?
Just seems silly.
I have guidelines that I live my life by. I bet overs, not unders.
Yeah, 8.5 is too many, just based on last year. 6.5 is probably the number to set.
Yeah, then I'm going to stay away. I think 6.5 is reasonable, and I do think he'll have some big plays, and I think they're going to score some touchdowns.
But I could see him having like 4 catches on the first drive.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what to make of it, but one little side note is, I think it's DQ who did say, or is either Peters or Dan, that Forbes improved a lot,
right,
as training camp and everything. You know,
good. I hope that's the case. I mean, he's a first round pick. You're relying on that guy.
We are.
Now he's a Ron first round pick. So you raise your eyebrow.
By the way, speaking of Ron, somebody made a YouTube video about 7 months ago of his greatest moments here.
Okay.
Was
it 5 seconds long?
No. Which is basically him humiliating himself, and it leads off with a clip where Grant asks him about if the Packers win today and you'll be eliminated. Right. And he pauses and he goes,
"What?" He goes, "What?
We can be eliminated today?" I almost pooped myself watching it. It's 7 minutes of Ron just being an idiot.
Of Ron buffoonery.
You know what? I'm going to retweet it.
Okay, good.
Follow me, EB Junkies, on Twitter.
All right, when we come back, Kirk Herbstreit was killed by some people for bringing his dog to work during a broadcast over the weekend. We'll get into that story next here on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan, I defy you, everybody in this room, everybody behind the glass, all of the radio listeners, to find more wholesome content than Kirk Herbstreit having his dog interrupt the pregame for LSU-USC. And then also coming in while the broadcast is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most wholesome content on the interwebs, and it's not even close. But some people are very anti, oh, you can't bring your dog to work. This is outrageous. What are you doing? And if I were Kirk Herbstreit, here's how I would respond.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit.
I can do whatever I want.
I'm rich. I travel first class in private jets. And if I want to bring my dog with me, I'm going to bring my dog
with
me. Yeah,
but you do have a coworker that has to work, right?
Okay, he's there with Reese Davis, and Reese Davis couldn't have been more cool about it. He reaches down and pets his old, I think it's a golden retriever.
But it is, Ben. I would say, it is a little bit of an ask to have your dog crawling around while you're trying to call play-by-play games.
A little bit.
If you started bringing your dog to work, like you didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You brought Winnie in.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't say anything, but deep down, trifling.
Trifling, for sure. I know of a situation, and I won't say where.
And the other part is a lot of people have allergies. Okay. Like if your coworker, I'll say this, if your coworker's fine with it, and there's no allergies.
But you never know if your coworker's
fine with
it. And
there's a work situation.
Because everyone fakes like they're fine with it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to not be honest about it. No, not be fine.
Yes.
Because then you look like a
mean person.
Yeah, you look like a meanie. You look like a meanie.
Right. That's why I said I probably wouldn't say anything, but deep down, I would think trifling. Mm-hmm.
I do think people should be honest with you. Now, you know me. I'm not a big animal guy.
We know.
But I do think you should probably keep your pets at home.
100% agree.
But look, as a one-off, like if I'm Reese Davis and I'm the crew, I don't care. It's an old dog, just wasn't being.
It's not a one-off. Butt distracting. In other words, if we had Jason's dog, his beautiful dog,
right,
jumping around.
You went from dumb to beautiful
because I don't care.
But here's the thing:
if his dog was jumping around, licking on me and everything, and I'm trying to do the show, it would be butt distracting.
It's not a one-off. Ben travels with Kirk to every single. Saturday. You
know what? It's part of his deal. Maybe he wrote it in his contract. Maybe.
So I think he's gotten to the point where he doesn't give enough.
Herbstreit called the A&M Notre Dame game.
Yes.
And the LSU USC game. So he was in College Station, then
he flew, took the private jet to Vegas.
Correct.
Was the dog in the studio or in the booth for the A&M game?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
Did they show him?
Well, A&M game, he was there because I saw him and the Texas A&M dog playing around together.
Reveille.
Okay, so Reveille, So he probably was in the booth. They just didn't show him.
And then it was also in the booth for the USC-LSU game.
Well, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. That's the game where he saw him.
Correct.
And was interrupting the monologue that they had.
I think he's gotten to the point where he's made enough money, he doesn't give enough. Because wasn't it a few weeks ago he commented about something about wokeness, and he's like, I don't give enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and it doesn't matter.
I mean, Kirk Herbstreit probably makes $15 to $20 million a year from ESPN. Like, he's a handsomely compensated employee.
That's not the issue. The issue is not, is he some spoiled broadcaster who can take his Paris Hilton dog wherever he wants to go? Fine.
It's a retriever.
Yeah, I know. Probably weighs 80 pounds.
Just making fun of him. The issue is... it does affect your coworkers. I'll be honest with you. Unless your dog was on the in his last year and just sitting there like a pig and just not moving, it would be annoying.
But
to
maybe
me.
He.
It would be annoying to me if Cake started bringing his little weaselly little dog.
the That's current his old dog, isn't as weaselly as the old dogs. It's like almost 50 pounds.
It's almost like a real dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like some miniature thing.
No.
It's a young dog. I'm pretty sure it's not an old dog.
Yeah.
Now, it does have cancer. Something's wrong with it. And he's playing the sympathy card online.
See, if the dog has cancer and it's like could die any moment.
Yeah, but he's been bringing them.
Maybe see that.
He's been bringing them all over the place. Yeah. Now, look, your boy Ryan Leaf, Eric, called Herbie a narcissist, didn't he?
This is a notch in the narcissist category.
And it's not just Reese Davis in that room. There's like 15 people standing there that got to deal with his dumb dog.
All I can tell you is it's distracting. Unless it just sits there and it's like one of those old fart dogs that doesn't move anymore. Just sits there.
It walked on screen while they're doing a stand-up. In front of the green screen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
You didn't have a problem with it.
No, I kind of like it, but I also know that if I'm in that room and I'm the key grip or whatever, and Herbie's got all these rules for himself, and he brings his dog and is barking and annoying everyone.
See, that's the thing. That'd be a little rare. Everyone's supposed to be politically correct, and everyone's supposed to be a dog lover. I'm not a dog lover. Okay? That dog would probably annoy me. And everyone's afraid to say it.
I love dogs, so I mean, I don't love all dogs.
It wouldn't be distracting.
If it was a Chihuahua, I would say like get the dog out. Yeah, get the dog out.
But what if it's just any dog prancing around while you're working?
Mm-hmm.
What if the dog goes number one over in the corner because it's in a new circumstance?
Well, and starts chewing on equipment.
Hershey probably has somebody in that booth that just takes the dog out.
Keeps an eye on the dog.
Yeah.
Could somebody bring their cat? Like, where do you draw the line?
You draw a line of
so
cats.
Dogs are okay.
Nobody's going to travel with their cat and bring a stupid cat on set. Come on. Yeah. Let's live in the real world, JP.
I'm not a big animal guy, but cats are beneath dogs. Yeah, I'll at least say that.
Cats are evil. They'll try to suck your soul out while you're sleeping.
But apparently,
everybody knows that.
Apparently last year is when he started making the trips. So it's not like he's been traveling with them all the time.
I
think last year is when it started.
He didn't say, hey, man, I'll be willing to bet. He didn't go to, who's it, Reese Davis. And say, hey, Reese, man, you mind if I start bringing my dog? I bet you he didn't ask. And even if he did
no way
ask,
he ran it by every person in the booth. Draft brings up a good point.
And
there's
said,
so many people, so many people working on that show. So even if he asked Reese, did he ask every producer? Did he ask the sound guy? Did he ask all these people that are involved?
Stars don't have to ask for everybody's approval.
Right.
Stars do what they want
in
all walks of life.
I mean, unless he's the biggest D-bag in the world, he probably...
You think if Mick Jagger wanted to bring a dog on tour with him,
he
wouldn't
bring
a dog on tour?
He probably said, hey, guys...
Ryan Leaf called him a narcissist.
No, I'm saying like in the studio, he probably said, hey, I'm going to bring my dog next week. You guys good with it?
I know you would do that.
Nah,
I know you would do that.
But not,
I
would bring my dog in here.
No, but you would ask. I know you.
Yeah, but asking doesn't do anything.
I know
that's the point we're making. Yes. Is that asking isn't going to do anything because you don't want to be that one a-hole that says no.
I hate dogs.
Yeah, now.
If you said, I'm going to bring T in to sit in and hang out with us for the next week. She just wants to see what it's like behind the scenes.
She wants to be an intern.
I'm not going to say.
I'd rather be my dog.
I know, but I'm not going to say I don't want your wife to sit in here. But I really don't want anybody's wife in here.
Well, if someone has a legit dog allergy, like they're going to suffocate if a dog comes in this booth, he probably would tell
them. Yeah, but forget about the allergy thing. That's a valid thing. The bigger issue, it's just a distraction. Just your dog prancing around.
I don't know. When I saw it, he was just laying down in the booth.
If it looks
anybody,
like a dead dog,
Ben was just laying
that
down.
That would be good for me. I wouldn't be distracted by a near dead dog.
I can't wait until he gets a dog.
Man, right. I'm not getting one.
You're going to get one. Nope. The family's going to get one.
No. Nope.
At some point.
They've wanted one for 25 years.
He's got less family living at home.
You're going to give in.
Moving.
You're going to give in.
Spreading their wings.
I'm down to one kid. I just painted over my son's room. It took all his S out.
All right, you're welcome to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Is Kirk Herbstreit out of line by bringing his dog into the broadcast, as we saw when they were broadcasting the LSU-USC game over the weekend? You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls when we come back. If you're ready for a new ride, why not turn your old car or truck into life-saving support for our veterans by donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation today to help veterans and their families get the critical assistance they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. You'll get a tax receipt and pickup is free. The number again is 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today. Coming up roughly an hour from now, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. So around 8:45. So make a mental note of that. Put a note on your phone. Do whatever you have to do. We'll give away those tickets right around 8:45 this a.m.
So I don't know how many of you guys were affected by this. I know Jason's a DirecTV guy. Jason still is old school. He has like 100 dishes on his house.
I've got one.
I'm on DirecTV, but I'm just a DirecTV stream guy, which I think is their future.
You've done a lot of bouncing around this year.
I bounced around, finding the right fit.
No more Fubo.
Hard to find the right one.
Fubo's terrible.
You're like a guy with a bunch of NBA 10-day contracts back in the day.
No, but I think I've settled in. I think I got my long-term deal.
Okay, good.
And so I've been very comfortable with my TV situation of late because I needed Masson and I needed, all the other channels. And it was difficult to make it work, right? Because Masson kind of complicates everything, to be honest with you. And whatever we call monumental, you got to have all that, right? Sorry.
Yes. Monumental Sports Network.
Right, the network we're on.
Yes, correct.
So my wife is, we watch a lot of tennis. You know, my wife is a tennis groupie. Mm-hmm. We've played tennis our whole lives. And she loves the majors. And I like them too. But yesterday afternoon, it came to a head, I guess. Or maybe it came to a head actually the day before on September 1st, I assume. I don't know. But she was mumbling something about DirecTV and ESPN having a contract thing. And I go, no big deal. Yeah. They always figure that out.
You weren't fully paying attention.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, they always figure that stuff out. It's just a negotiation, no big deal. And then she goes, no. I want to watch TFO or whatever. I think whatever that night he played, it was two nights ago. And I was like, all right, well, there's got to be a workaround. We got ESPN Plus. You know, they always have stuff on ESPN. Just go to the website. Mm-hmm. And I'm just ignoring her. Right. She's still like, she's sitting there playing with her phone. She's like, no, it's not working. The ESPN Plus is not showing the tennis. It's showing
highlights.
She's in
a full-blown panic.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And at one point, this is when she got me. She said, you know, if this is a Commanders game, you'd have the house turned upside down. She hit me. Yes. She hit me in the field.
She knows you.
She knows me. She
100%
said,
true.
If you were trying to watch the Skins right now, and it wasn't on because of some dispute, you'd pay $6,000 to watch one game, right? And so I'm like, that hit me.
Yeah,
that hit
you're like, me. Maybe you have a point.
You might have a point. Yeah. So I like watching TFO too, and I ended up watching it. But so I'm like, well, don't we know? Call Uncle Matt. He's got Hulu, or you know, all these different things. Your parents got right. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to bum passwords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we ended up, I started looking through free trials. So I'm currently on a free trial with YouTube TV again.
Okay.
But I got to cancel it by the 5th. Or I think I get paid I got to pay $80.
Okay.
Cancel it by the 5th of
September.
October.
I get a 6-day free trial or something.
I thought it was a month.
I think the free trial is only, that I got, that I understood, is only 5 or 6 days.
Getting a little chintzy with the free trials.
I was told it was a month
free
trial.
Well, maybe for you it is. Maybe my dumbass signed the 7-day.
What does YouTube TV charge monthly?
I think for the base one, I think it's like $80, like $79 or something. And I like YouTube TV. It's great, mm-hmm. but it doesn't resolve the monumental mass. It doesn't resolve that conflict. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have. So, anyway, I'm on a free trial right now of YouTube TV to watch. And yeah, did any of you guys ticking. Have to deal with this?
Yes.
Jason did, not you guys.
Oh.
Drabby, you're not a DirecTV guy?
I'm straight.
Guy?
Nope.
I wanted to watch US Open yesterday.
My TV is straight, my friend.
My TV.
YouTube TV, I'm good.
Oh, you have YouTube TV?
I needed to be sure I had Red Zone. But here's the thing. My son asked yesterday, do you still have Red Zone? And I planned on canceling it. Like, there's no reason to have Red Zone in March.
Right.
Or April.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you have to pay
May
for Red Zone
all the way
year round.
I think I have.
That doesn't seem to make any sense.
I think you paid for it.
Isn't it a one-time fee?
Yeah, I think you may have paid the one-time fee.
It's a one-time fee. I don't think they're going to adjust it monthly. You just pay a one-time fee for
I just hope it's on.
You might be a little clueless with the
I think you're a little bit clueless.
I don't think they charge you monthly for that.
They can't. How can they charge you for something that's not on for 10 months out of the year?
That's an outrage if that's the case.
9 months out of the year.
But DirecTV, this has happened before.
I know this happens all the time.
This happened with CBS. They had a contract dispute with CBS, and it was out for a few days. Now they've resolved it. They have to. They've lost millions of subscribers over the last 2-3 years. One, because of their rate. I mean, $291 a month is absurd.
Hold on. What is that for?
DirecTV. Almost $300 per month. Well, I mean, it kind of depends on what packages you get. My bill per month is about $300.
That's why you should take those dishes and David Letterman off the roof and get the stream package.
I'm going to go to YouTube TV. I'm done with DirecTV. They're terrible. Now, this is also the worst timing. Because you've got college football all over the ESPN channels.
Yeah.
It also affects the ACC network, the SEC network. Mm-hmm. So
all of the networks you love.
Yeah. But it's the worst possible timing to have this contract dispute. I think eventually they'll probably get it done.
No, of course they will. 100%.
But it could take 10 days.
It might take a few days.
I mean, it could take 2 weeks.
I would assume they resolve it like after all the I would assume people are livid across the country.
So many people are calling DirecTV saying we're done.
They have to figure this out.
Or they're just cutting their service.
Yeah. But I still think, Jason, you should stay with DirecTV. Just do the stream.
Yeah, I will. Because I need the YouTube doesn't have the massive.
It doesn't have the monumental whatever.
And I need to, and we need 6 more wins, by the way, for the Nets.
Is it real sweat?
We're going to get that.
We better. I'm just saying, we need 6 more wins. Until they get
how many more games?
25-ish.
I think we're fine.
They play the Marlins, who are 10 games worse this week.
This is me not sweating that.
All right, I'm just telling you. Until we get it.
All right, so...
Yes, so the DirecTV was a debacle.
So Cakes is telling me that some donk said if his team lost, he would eat dog poop.
Well, a Florida State fan... This is from Barstool Sports. I saw this a few days ago. A Florida State fan was making these bold claims on Twitter that if the Noles lost to Boston College... He would eat a red Solo cup filled with dog poo.
All right.
As punishment.
Well, he's not going to do that.
Abandoned. He's like ghosted all of his online presence.
Well, he should.
People are just calling him out left and right.
He just wanted attention.
You got to deliver on your bet.
You can't welch on your bets.
Cakes. People welch all the time. I would actually just get on my Twitter account and say, are you insane? Do you think I'm actually going to do that?
Yeah. I mean, he should do it.
Hyperbole.
He put it out there. He should do it.
Now, Van Pelt apparently called him out.
I believe so. I think we have the audio. Valdez has it.
Team's down. That's understandable. They're not down as bad as that dude on the internet who said he'd eat dog poop out of a Solo cup. Then you think you just get to delete your account. And the internet ain't going to forget that, buddy. You don't get to just keep it moving and get a new name or something. People are going to find you. That's how that works.
Yeah. People are going to track him down, try to hold him to it.
We've had outrageous things that we've said that we haven't done.
Of course. Jason said he was going to have a party when we got the number one ratings at his house.
I think you said you would off yourself if something happened.
Well, I don't know. Have I? I'm sure I've said that.
How many times you've said you'd cut off your pinky if something happened? This is not happening.
Yeah, Why am I paying my outrageous one-way bets? I'm out of that business, by the way. I've gotten out of that biz. No more of those.
Yeah, he's not going to eat dog poop. I mean, as someone said, maybe cakes or something. Probably could die, right? You know how many toxins?
I don't know if you would die. You would probably get sick.
Hold
on. I'm going to get the gag reflex. There's no way you could even swallow that. It'd
be tough.
Can you imagine Valdez with your gag reflex?
No. He couldn't do it.
I mean,
he couldn't do the sandwich with 30 slices of cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to do dog poo.
I actually did get your gag reflex for a second. Thinking about... swallowing a Solo cup full of dog poop.
It's not great.
It's a terrible...
bad image.
It's a terrible thought.
You know what?
Hey, it looks like a Wendy's Frosty.
That's the equivalent of Florida State being 0-2.
Yes.
Their fan base, they're distraught.
And they're...
I still don't understand how Mike Norvell in the transfer portal and the NIL, the best he could do was DJU, who hasn't been good anywhere he's played. And he comes back and got back into the ACC where he sucked at Clemson.
Am I missing any stops?
His first
Clemson,
game,
Oregon State, now it. Florida State?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I still
they
can't believe
that. They were undefeated last year in the regular season with Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
Not with DJU.
Yeah, not
and now they're 0-2.
Yeah, not with DJ.
I just think I can't believe that's the best they could do in the portal.
I know we're going to talk some college football a little bit later. Just want to mention quickly, one thing I did notice over the weekend is Caitlin Clark is starting to dominate the WNBA.
Best player?
I don't know if she's the best player. I see that Asia Wilson puts up
she's
tons of points.
Best guard.
But Caitlin Clark, in her last two games, she played Angel Reese and Chicago Sky, scored 31 points with 12 assists. Then she played against Dallas, had 28 points and 12 assists. Remember when she was struggling on three-pointers? In those two games, she was a combined 10 for 20 on threes, hitting
bombs.
What is
she shooting on the season from threes?
I'd have to look that up. But the biggest thing is they're winning.
34%, I think.
34? So they started off the season
they were
0-5, then 3-10. Since then, they're 14-6 in their last 20. So they're above 500. They were the worst team in the league last year. And she just looks a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
I keep going back to the UConn coach, you know, basically saying he didn't recruit her because she was too slow or something. Like, remember when he had that comment? He said that she was a good player, but he didn't think that she was, like, either
and I think he said,
dynamic enough. I think he said something that threw me.
Remember she was struggling the first 10 games or so?
Yeah, he was piling on. He jumped on the pile.
He was saying, look, these are best players. These are the better players. They're not playing against Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, she's playing against really great WNBA players.
But he made some allusion to her sort of lack of athletic.
Maybe.
Something. Yeah. And it rubbed me the wrong way.
He said she's just not built for the physicality of the league. And she's not quick enough to get away from the physicality. So there's a lot of learning curve, like Diana Taurasi said. And when she gets it, she has elite skills that will really help her. But she needs to get on a better team and she needs to be more experienced and that will come. So he
couched it a little bit. Yeah. But he did club her by basically saying she's slow.
Did you see?
Well, the Fever were the worst team in the league. That's why they had the number one pick. Now they're, what are they, one game under 500?
No, they're above 500.
Oh, they're above 17-16 maybe?
In their last 20, they're 14-6.
Yeah, I mean,
like they've moved up to the sixth seed.
She's been the difference, obviously.
Portnoy has a futures bet. Have you've seen it, right?
I did
Clark?
See that he picked them to win it all.
He
right?
bet 100K at plus 10,000. If the Fever win, he's going to take 10.1 million.
Will be the greatest bet ever. But that tells you how much money he's got to buy.
Oh, he's just had, it just has ridiculous half you money.
If you got it, just 100K, like Drabby's $15 bet that he made this weekend on a, what was it, 6,000 to one shot or something?
At the beginning of the U.S. Open, I put a 420 to one shot on Nakashima to win the U.S. Open, and he won like four matches in a row, and he was beating Zverev on Saturday. And I was about to start freaking out because we were about to be down to eight guys, and I had one of them. The cash out option was nubs, and
But you put $15 because that's what you know you could easily not sweat.
That's the dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
By the way, I was devastated. I had a 14 leg massive money line favorite bet hit 13 of 14. Troy hosed me.
Oh really?
Lost to Nevada. They were like a 20-point favorite. That was like a $10 bet.
That was the only
$27.
That was the only good.
Devastated over here.
That was the only good thing about Hokies losing on Saturday is I was live betting Vanderbilt the entire game.
Oh, you were emotionally hedging.
You were down low betting against the Hokies.
Well, no, I just looked at it. I said, "There's just no chance they're going to win this game because they looked awful." And they took the 27-20 lead. I
thought they were going to win. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw, when they took the 7-point lead,
I
said,
when it got to 17-10, I said to my friends, "I said they got
scored
momentum.
Quick."
They're going to, I think you guys are good.
I just wish I could see Teresa's face when you're breaking down the offense should be opened up.
Yeah. She's like, I just want to go to,
there were some Hokie fans sitting behind us too. So I was kind of talking to them, but yeah, I mean, I was looking at Teresa, but kind of talking to them.
All right,
it was embarrassing.
We'll continue to talk college football in about an hour. Chip Patterson from CBS Sports will join us on the show coming up at 9 a.m.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.